Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod, produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, in a groundbreaking move that could redefine the electric vehicle landscape, Tesla's supercharger network is now accessible to several major automakers, including General Motors, Ford, Rivian, and Hyundai. This monumental shift began in May 2023 when Ford became the first to secure a deal granting its electric vehicle owners access to Tesla's extensive supercharger network. This move set off a domino effect, with other automakers quickly following suit, adopting Tesla's North American Charging Standard, or NACS. The adoption of Tesla's charging standard marks a significant moment in the electric vehicle industry. In November 2022, Tesla had publicly shared its electric vehicle charging connector design, encouraging other automakers to embrace the technology. At the time, many were skeptical, as most automakers were using the combined charging standard, but Tesla's design proved superior with its user-friendly interface and seamless payment process. Fast forward to today, and the numbers are impressive. There are now 36,499 NACS ports available publicly across the United States, dwarfing the 16,925 combined charging standard ports, despite federal investments aimed at expanding the latter. This is a testament to Tesla's forward-thinking approach and its ability to set industry trends. Automakers like General Motors and Hyundai are not just offering adapters for Tesla's superchargers, but are also planning to integrate NACS ports into their future electric vehicles. General Motors, for instance, has updated the software on its Chevy, Cadillac, and GMC electric vehicles to enable access to Tesla's superchargers and is selling GM-approved adapters through their app. Hyundai has also made strides, announcing plans to equip its upcoming models with NACS plugs, starting with the 2025 EV6 and 2026 EV9 GT. This transition is not just about adapters, but a complete integration into Tesla's charging ecosystem, promising a smoother experience for electric vehicle owners. Rivian, another notable player, has already granted its customers access to over 15,000 superchargers across North America. They've committed to providing adapters to their vehicle owners, ensuring that they can seamlessly transition into using Tesla's network. As more automakers align with Tesla's charging standard, the future of electric vehicles looks more unified and promising. This collaboration not only enhances the convenience for electric vehicle owners, but also accelerates the adoption of electric vehicles by alleviating concerns about charging infrastructure. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on the latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.